Here's what you can look forward to on this episode of The Nice Guys on Business.
I think it's both science and woo. There have been studies done to look at the change in brain synapses when you write down 3 to 5 things you're grateful for before you go to sleep, and most importantly, write the why. Martin Seligman, a psychiatrist, actually did the study and saw brain synapses actually expand when you're doing a gratitude journal.
Get busy living or get busy dying. Or just listen to today's Nice Guys on Business podcast. It's a lot like dying. Slowly. Need an education on how to grow your business? The Nice Guys are here to help. Learn about great customer service, networking, and how just being nice can help you prosper. Now, here are your hosts, Doug Sandler and Strickland Bonner.
Back for a second go-round is Joel Solomon. I can't believe actually somebody came back to the show. What a cool thing. Joel recently wrote a book called The 9 Money Rules Millionaires Use. It's a dog-eared book in my house and well-written and totally understandable no matter your business, your position, or your socioeconomic scale. In other words, it applies to you. So are you listening up, Nice Guy community? Joel is a prosperity coach helping people overcome obstacles standing in the way of their financial freedom. And in 2019, just this year, Joel published The 9 Money Rules Millionaires Use, only the unconventional ones. Joel, welcome back to the Nice Guys on Business podcast.
Doug, thanks so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be here.
I was excited when I got this book in the mail and it had a little note in it. I believe in you. And that's awesome. I love when I get little personal notes. I really want to start with just what even motivated you to write the book to begin with? And then we'll get into the content in the book. But I'm always curious how it is that these rules in this book came into your world.
Great question, Doug. So after writing Mindful Money Management, I felt like I hadn't truly been of service to myself and the world by putting out a book that was more of a process-oriented book. The first book was more of a memoir. And what I really wanted to do was be more of a teacher in a book form. And so that's what this book is. It gives you specific processes, specific steps that you can use in your daily life to move towards financial freedom.
Man, I mean, what a cool motivating force to get you to put the book together. And I love how you put the spin on it. You really wanted to create more of an environment that was helpful for people that could actually take action today. And I mean, so many of these things in the book that you wrote, and I love your approach to each chapter. I'm curious why in each chapter, if we get into the content for just a quick second, and by the way, Nice Guy community, we're going to put a link in the show notes. It's going to be turnkeypodcast.com/millionaire, but we'll put a link in the show notes. Joel was kind enough to give away a handful of these books to the first handful of people that actually go to the site, turnkeypodcast.com/millionaire. I'm curious, Joel, many of the chapters follow the philosophy, or actually they're questions. You know, so it is a question that you're asking yourself, like, can you really do it yourself? Can you really DIY it? Which was rule number 8. And there's a bunch of other rules in here, but most of them are in the form of a question. So why did you do that?
It's just more intriguing to get people to think about, is this a true statement or not? And I think most of these rules are very, as the subtitle says, unconventional rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I wanted people to look at the chapters and say, before they actually read it, what's my belief? Because when you believe is actually rule number 1. So mm-hmm. What do you believe? Do you believe that my intuition can make me money? Do you believe that being happy can help you become financially free? What's your belief in these questions before you read the chapter? And mm-hmm. at the end of the chapter, have you changed your belief?
Yeah, that's such an interesting dynamic to take because most people, as they're reading a chapter or an excerpt in any book, may not think about, yeah, that chapter is actually going to make me change the way I view it. Yours, when I look at it, I think, man, there's so much common sense involved in this. It makes sense to believe in what you do, to be happy, to be, you know, to feel, to have an abundance mindset as opposed to a scarcity mindset before you, you know, before you endeavor on any project. Why do you think that's so? I mean, is it science? Is it woo? Is it West? Is it East? Tell me what your philosophy is and how you even developed it.
I think it's both science and woo.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Been studies done to look at the change in brain synapses when you write down 3 to 5 things you're grateful for before you go to sleep, and most importantly, write the why. Martin Seligman, a psychiatrist, actually did the study and saw brain synapses actually expand when you're doing a gratitude journal. And so this is fairly recently in the last, call it 15 to 20 years. I'm sure people thought about how they were happy and grateful for the things they had in life before then. But the science is behind that one particular rule of being grateful for where you are. So is it woo? Is it science? Some of these, I truly believe that they're the truth. And maybe mm-hmm. science hasn't come around to prove it yet, but it's happening. It's happened in my life. It's happened in others' lives. And, you know, I'm a math guy by training. So the statistics, you may not get the law of large numbers to prove it, but in small sample sizes, it seems like it's working. So
what I love about it is that it is not predicated on having a degree. It's not predicated on having experience. It's not predicated on being a CEO. It's not even predicated on being anything other than somebody that is just thinking properly, thinking in the right mindset about how to get there. So from that perspective, I love it because it does apply to anybody that could possibly be picking up this book, no matter what their level, no matter where they want to go. You don't have to want to be a millionaire in order for this to create wealth for you or abundance for you. You could just want a little bit more than you have right now. So talk about maybe the idea of creating an environment. I'm looking at rule number 4. What does visualizing have to do with my money or making money, or what does visualizing have to do with money? And this is a practice that we do in our home a couple of days a week. We actually look at a picture of an environment that we want to be in. We read, and most of the last month since we've had this scheduled, I've been reading The 9 Money Rules Millionaires Use as a part of my 5 minutes of reading every day, which is not an insurmountable goal for anybody to have to try to hit. So talk about maybe the idea of visualizing, reading positive affirmations, reading positive books like this, getting information into your brain that's of the right caliber as a part of achieving success in one's life?
That's another great question, Doug. And I think the reason why it's so helpful is because a lot of people are trained the other way. We're trained because of negative thoughts, because of worries and anxiety and fear. And I'm probably a great example. I'll tell you, my dad is the champion worrier in the world. So he taught me really well. Listen,
anybody comes from a nice Jewish background like I do. Right. You know, my mom, that's how she is. And, you know, it's like yesterday I was at the beach. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's just a funny quick story. I was at the beach yesterday and we were about a mile from the beach at our house in LA. And I skateboard as exercise. Even a 55-year-old gets on a skateboard every once in a while. And I kept hearing my mom in my head, you know, don't break a bone, or are you sure you should be working so hard? You're 55, you might have a heart attack. And I'm like, that is not the mentality that you want to have when you're getting on a skateboard. You want to have a freedom. Man, this feels good. My heart is pumping. I have blood going, coursing through my veins right now. You don't want to think, man, I could hurt myself and have a heart attack.
Right. So the guy who wrote the foreword to the book, Andy Dooley, has a great way to shift those worries and anxiety. He recommends say to yourself, stop, cancel, clear, get the F out of here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
get yeah. the F, the fear out of here, right? Or right. You can say anything else.
I got you.
I got you. So that's a great technique to shift that negative thinking, that anxiety and worry to a positive thought of, I am worthy of massive abundance. I'm supposed to live a long life. I can heal myself. Everything I touch turns to gold. I believe in myself. Money is just a form of spirit. It's easy to make money. I deserve to be rich. There's enough for everyone. So you could do these affirmations and just train yourself a little bit differently, as opposed to thinking those worry thoughts. I say in the book, you probably remember it, worry is just negative future planning. You're thinking about what you don't want to happen. So why not think about what you do want to happen? So let's talk about visualizing, because it is, I found, a great way to create what you want in your life. So having faith in your dreams and desires by visualizing. And I do it every day. And it's the reason why it's so powerful is the positive thoughts are 10,000 times as powerful as the negative thoughts. So spending just 5 minutes thinking positively about your dreams and desires really helps. And the steps are very simple. It's be consistent. So find a place that you'll do it in every day, and pick a time and pick the amount of time you got to do it. And I recommend not a lot of time. 3 to 5 minutes is all you need. Mm-hmm. And most importantly is write down the dreams or desires that you want to think about. Pick 3, pick 4, pick 5. You get through one, go to the next one. And the last two steps are probably the most important ones. They are, one, try to picture yourself in the situation, in the dream or the desire. And then, as Wayne Dyer says, feel the feeling as if the dream has already occurred. So,
Totally.
You're
true.
Already on
totally
the beach, true. Right? You're on that, the island of Fiji, and the sun is really warm on your body, and you're in your bathing suit, and you're just feeling so blissful. If you could feel that feeling now, then the manifestation, the visualization will come much quicker.
So just know, as you're listening to this Nice Guy community, this is not spoken necessarily from a position of someone that comes originally from the world of woo or from the world of law of attraction or anywhere near that perspective. Joel's financial experience includes managing a $700 million long and short equity and credit portfolio, and he generated positive returns every year during his time with the organization. I believe, was it Citibank or Citi? Or?
Yeah, correct. Oh,
okay, so this is coming from a guy that actually spent time in that high pressure financial environment. Were you in New York, or where were you?
Yeah, New York.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He was in, again, Nice Guy community. This is coming from a perspective of someone that has seen both sides of this. And in which side would you find that you had more satisfaction and more clarity of where your goals were, Joel? In the side where you were busting through the financial programs every day and the high pressure side, or the visualization side and enjoying that gratitude and gratefulness portion of your practice?
Well, I talk in the book, Doug, about white knuckling it, right? And white knuckled my way to a lot of things in life, but I truly believe that you can use your intuition to make money. And that's rule number two, actually. And I found that when I started trusting my intuition, that I didn't have to work hard. This is a belief that almost everyone has. You have to work hard to be rich and successful, right? You have to work really hard to make money. And it's not true. It's just a limiting belief. And so when I started realizing that my intuition was quite strong, and I teach people how to develop their intuition now, my intuition actually either helped me make money or ensured that I didn't lose money. And when I was white knuckling and working really, really hard, invariably things went wrong. So I know now that trusting my intuition, trusting my gut, and I have a story that happened in 2008. And in 2008, we had bet that AIG, an insurance company, we were betting that it was going to go down. We were shorted. And we were shorted for a couple of months. My analyst came in to me a few months later. We had made some percent, 15, 20% on it. He said, you know, it looks like it's going back up. And I agreed with him, looked at our analysis and said, okay, it's going back up. But my intuition was screaming at me to not touch it. But we got out, and 2 days later, it's down 10%. Now, 10% in 2 days is 2,500% over the year, 25 times your money. That's a big percentage in 2 days. But my intuition, even after it goes down 10%, it's still screaming at me, Joel, get back in. It's going lower. So I listen to my intuition. We get back in. And 4 months later, it's down 60%. So by trusting my intuition, I made 60% on that one position in just 4 months. Now you annualize that, that's 180%. Almost 2 times your money.
What do you say? That's great. And it's amazing. That's an amazing case study there for your practice. What would you say to the guy that's listening to this and saying, yeah, I understand that that's Joel's philosophy now because, you know, he's spent a lot of time in the financial district. He's made a lot of money and now he has the opportunity to be this way. I am just trying to make a living and me thinking that I'm going to be wealthy or thinking I'm going to be successful at something is not necessarily the right timing for me. What do you say to that guy?
Well, I will tell you first that just sitting at home and meditating, I don't know any billionaires that just sit at home and meditate, right? You have to take action. So you have to align your action with your beliefs and your thoughts. And if you think and believe that, okay, well, you know, Joel's better than me and he can do this now because of his situation, well, that's not helpful to you. So I'm no different than anyone else out there. To be clear, I am just as good or bad as anyone else out there. There's no difference. We're all human beings. We all have special talents and capabilities, but we all have 24 hours in a day. We all have 7 days a week, and we're all in 100 or so years not going to be here anymore, right? So
right.
So we're all the same. So I'm no different than anyone else. So that's just a limiting belief that person has. That they can't do it themselves, that they are in a different situation, and that's stopping them from living the life of their dreams.
So that brings up an interesting point, and that is what's an obstacle, a most common obstacle, let's say, that hangs people up in moving forward with this type of philosophy? Is it the fact that they just don't see how it works? Is it something different?
Yeah, it's the mindset. It's having the prosperity mindset rather than the poverty conscious mindset. Now, I was brought up being taught, we can't afford that. Money doesn't grow on trees. That's too expensive. In fact, my room when I was a teenager, and if we were leaving the house and I left the light on, my dad would scream at me, we're not a shareholder of Long Island Lighting Company. Turn that off. So I wasn't taught anything different than all those people out there who were taught about scarcity and lack and I call them poverty conscious people. They're mm-hmm. focused on the poverty rather than the prosperity. So it's shifting that mindset to know that we were born to thrive, not just survive. And I was taught, I was very competitive growing up, and I thought, and again, it's just a belief, I thought that, well, if I got more than someone else had to have less. And I was very competitive. So if I won, someone else had to lose or vice versa, but it's not true. There's $420 trillion on this planet. And I'm pretty sure that a few years ago, call it 1,000, there wasn't $420 trillion on this planet. It was actually about 1 trillion. That's the net worth of planet Earth. So if you distributed, and I'm not saying to do this, but if you just averaged that over the 7.5 billion people, there would be more than $4 million per person. That's how much abundance there is in this world.
I'm getting in line to queue up for my 4-point-something million dollars right now.
All right. And so there's no reason why you can't have your share. And it's just because of this mindset, this lacking mindset. And working on that mindset every day has helped me to become, you know, the abundant and prosperity coach that I am today.
Tell me a little bit about what your family, what your clients, what your friends, what do they think about all of this? Is there anyone that is close to you that is not a believer in your training and your philosophy?
Absolutely.
And how do you handle them?
That's a great question. So I think the best way to teach is by acting in as if. So, you know, acting prosperous, you know, applying the rules every day, applying the, you know, rule number one, when you believe, using your intuition, being happy, being grateful. And then also rule number six, giving. So I try to be generous with my time, with others, with those who are in my world who don't necessarily believe these rules, and try to help them everywhere I can to become more prosperous and abundant, if not in monetary terms, at least in mindset terms.
So again, Nice Guy Community, we'll make sure we put a link in the show notes for so you have access to Joel's book. But if you want a free copy and you're one of the first handful of people that replies or hits the link in the notes, turnkeypodcast.com/millionaire. If you just go there and write out your name, we'll make sure that we get your name over to Joel so he has access to it, and so that you can get a copy of the book. Otherwise, definitely go over to 9moneyrules.com and you can check out more details on the book if you wanted to see a little bit more, or maybe even on Amazon, you can check it out there as well. I'm assuming you're on the world's biggest retailer of books.
I am. And yes, okay. Yeah, www.9moneyrules.com.
Perfect. Perfect. So just head over to Joel's website again, if you want to enter to see if you get a free copy of the book, turnkeypodcast.com/millionaire. So give me a little profile about what your clients look like, feel like, who are they, where are they coming from? Cause I'm assuming that, you teach this philosophy and your practices to other people to help them to get into that millionaire rank.
Absolutely. So it's all over the lot. It really is. I've had literally a 25-year-old and a 75-year-old. I've had obviously men and women. I've had people who are really need to learn about debt management. They have massive credit card debt, and we're working on processes of getting them out of debt, along with changing the mindset. And then I've had people who are already worth, their net worth is more than $1 million, but they're not financially free because their expenses, and I teach this, what your financial freedom number is. So your financial freedom number is the amount of passive investments that you have to cover your expenses so you don't have to work. So say your expenses are $5,000 a month, that's $60,000 a year. Your financial freedom number is $1 million if you can generate a 6% return, which you should be able to given past history. On that $1 million, 6% on that million is $60,000 a year. So, but some people, their expenses are more than $60,000 a year, and so they need more than $1 million to be financially free. And so I'm working them to get closer to that financial freedom. I've worked with people who are working in jobs that they're not passionate about, they don't get up in the morning happy. And I've worked with people to shift from unhappy jobs to jobs of their dreams by shifting their mindset, by believing in, helping them believe in themselves and create new jobs that are creating abundance and prosperity for them. So it's been, you know, I want to help, as I said before, and it's on my website, I want to help at least 100,000 people become financially free. Hopefully this book helps me towards that goal. And I know I can't do it one-on-one, but I do one-on-one coaching. I started small groups this year, and next year we'll be starting workshops as well.
Great, great. Thank you for that background on your clients and for where you're heading with your vision as well. And I know for some reason, I just have a sneaking suspicion you're going to get there based upon your roles of your belief in visualizing and trying to figure out where you're going just through the visualization process. So before we wrap up here, I'm curious if you had to give a piece of advice to someone that wasn't necessarily on your client list, but looking to take action today before they even finished listening to this episode of the Nice Guys with Joel Solomon, what would be a good action item for them to take in order to start to get into that state of mind in which abundance comes to them?
And I got so many, So many, Doug. So I
you got to pick one.
So start by doubting the doubt. Every single day, we have doubt about our dreams and desires. So hashtag doubt the doubt. Why is the doubt right? Have faith in your dreams and desires. And it can start with a very simple listening to self-talk audio files, which I have for free on my website. That my website, actually, the book website is 9moneyrules.com. My website is salamore.com, which is my company name, named after my daughters, Lauren and Morgan. So that's salaurmor.com. And on that website, I have audio files that you can download for free that will improve your self-esteem. And just if you're doubting, there's one called Don't Ever Give Up that's really powerful that I listen to every day. So doubt the doubt. Have faith in the dreams and desires, and you will get there quicker.
Amazing. Joel, thank you so much for your inspiration and your message today. And can you repeat that website one more time so those that are in our community can have access to your site?
Sure. It's Salamore. That's Salaurmor.com. Tons of free stuff on there. My favorite books, my favorite songs, which is something I talk about as well, and all those audio files. So yeah, take a look.
Awesome. Awesome. Joel, thank you for sharing your message and thanks for being on the Nice Guys on Business. Once again, we're going to look forward to having you back when you come up with your next book and your next outreach to creating that. How many people? 100,000 people
yes.
into their financial freedom?
Absolutely correct, Doug. And I got my next book on Insight as well. It's going to be called Mindful Money Management in Relationships.
Awesome. Wow. What a great book. I mean, tell me about some of the biggest strains in a relationship are oftentimes the financial strains that are created within that relationship. So thanks. And thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks so much, Doug. Always a pleasure. Really appreciate your time.
So Nice Guy community, once again, we'll put links in the show notes to not only access to his book and to his processes and his business, Salamore.com, but don't forget, go to turnkeypodcast.com/millionaire if you want to have a access to one of those handful of free books that he is giving away. Nice Guy community, never underestimate the power of nice. Again, special thanks to Joel Solomon. All information will be in the show notes. Steve O'Brien, go ahead and take us out of here.
For the Nice Guys on Business, I'm Steve O'Brien. Fill up your week with the Nice Guys. Well, there's always money in the banana stand.